This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. It's a very interesting verse in Proverbs 4.23. That's in the Old Testament. It says this, "Carefully guard your thoughts because they are the source of true life." Now, when I read that in a particular version, I found a very challenging idea because emotions and thoughts are part of who you are and who I am. I recently read this. It says, "Guard your thoughts for they become your words. Guard your words, they become your actions. Guard your actions, they become your habits. Guard your habits, they become your character. But guard your character because it can determine your destiny." Well, the Bible often says that the heart is the seat of our emotions. And really, the emotions are very important. For example, your emotions tell you when you feel sorrowful or sad. They tell you when you have pain. And they tell you when you have joy. In fact, the Bible says something else very interesting. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." Now, in my experience of life, I don't see that many people walking the streets of Sydney who are rejoicing. In fact, I tend to see the opposite. Many people walking around look unhappy and without any sense of joy. And yet the Bible says you should rejoice always. So if we're to enjoy a healthy emotional life, are there some guidelines or principles that are worth sharing? Well, I believe they are, and the Bible, the Word of God, does point us in the right direction. For example, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, "Pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. And then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel." That's thought-provoking as well. Now, that means that you can bring anything and everything to God in prayer because nothing is too small or insignificant for Him. And His promise is that if you do that, you will experience a divine peace that affects how you think and feel. Now, I think we need to hear that because what that's saying is that your emotions will be linked with God's peace and God's presence. You're not just left alone with how you feel, whether it's up one day and down the next. You won't be alone to sort out how you feel because God understands and He'll be with you all the time. I think it means also that you can think positively. Now, I know there are a lot of books written on this topic, positive thinking, but the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:8, "Keep your minds on whatever is true and pure and right, holy, friendly and proper. Don't ever stop thinking about what is truly worthwhile and worthy of praise." That's Philippians 4:8. That's another great statement. If only we could do that, what a difference it would make to our attitude and the way we live life. So what does this positive thinking business do? Well, positive thinking actually expels all the negative thoughts. And my guess is that you have not said, "Well, I mustn't think bad thoughts, I mustn't think negatively." But what you have to do is to think positively. And positive thinking gets rid of negative thinking. It really makes common sense. It was Dr. Idleson, a psychologist, who said that most of our negative emotional upsets are due to unrealistic and harsh thinking. Most of our negative emotional upsets are due to unrealistic and harsh thinking. So you can think about unrealistic and harsh thinking. For example, you feel depressed or emotionally upset. Why? Often because you're demanding too much of yourself. And that, of course, is unrealistic. Or perhaps we demand too much of somebody else. Now, there are people who get married, even though they feel deep down that the marriage will not work out and their partner's not the right person. But what they think is, "Well, we'll get married and I'm going to change him or her." But it never works out that way. It's not being realistic. So we can be unrealistic in what we expect to receive. The Bible says, of course, that our emotions are controlled by our thoughts. So to have healthy emotions, we have to have something done to our thoughts. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:22, "If you're cheerful, you feel good. If you are sad, you hurt all over." So our emotions, given to us by God, and they can serve as a warning. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you that there are ways that we can control how we feel. We know that there is a truth, Lord. You've given us truth as a standard to set our life. We thank you for all that. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.